This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We actually were discussing this before, Mikey, you and I, about the impact of social media. And as I said, having three children, and especially two daughters, Wayne and I have always been very concerned about the unrealistic images that the media has portrayed about people, but especially women. And I think with the rise of social media, this has only intensified the problem. But look, we're so lucky there are people with influences that are standing up and saying enough is enough. And it's with great honour that we welcome onto the phone our next guest, Amy Shepherd, who is co-front woman to Australia's favourite band, Shepherd. Amy, thank you for joining us.
How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We're very excited to talk about this subject with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Amy, you've been so daring this year. I mean, early this year, you posted an unedited photo of yourself on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, after years of trying filters and staging to conform to, you know, you're trying to conform to what everyone else is doing, as we all are. And what made you post this real image, and what were your hesitations before posting it?
So my boyfriend took a photo of me by the pool, and I had like visible cellulite down the back of my legs. And of course, all the thoughts and the bully in my head rose up and was, you know, saying, you're ugly, you're fat, horrible things that you'd never say to your best friend. Anyway, I spent about 10 minutes trying to face-tune this photo. And when I looked at the photo, I looked like a Barbie doll. And I just had this lightning bolt moment where I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I have cellulite and it's normal, and I don't see why it has to be, why does it have to be hidden? So all these thoughts are running through my head. I just thought, well, screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and post the photo as it is. And I posted it, and, you know, I think it was that photo or the next photo, used the hashtag kiss my fat ass if you don't like it. And it just, those two photos, I posted them consecutively, and they just were my most liked photos of all time. And the reaction it had was really unbelievable, because, you know, what I'm doing is not anything that crazy. I'm just posting a photo as I am. And it's pretty amazing to see the reaction that it's had.
Look, it was fantastic. And as you said, it's created a war cry of kiss my fat ass. What are you hoping that the message of this hashtag's going to send to your listeners or to the people on social media?
Well, the message I want to send is that you can have cellulite, you can be who you are, and still be successful. You know, your worth doesn't lie in the way that you look. And, you know, young women, I think they're getting caught up in this Instagram world and social media, and they're not really reaching their full potential because they're so worried about how they look. And I just want people to embrace their bodies before it's too late.
Look, and when it comes down to it, you know, why is it so easy for us to sit here and point out the horrors of, you know, people trying to prove the perfect life, the perfect body on social media? Because we see the damage it's doing it. But it's actually so hard for us to actually change our social media habits. We all still want to give the impression that we live this perfect life. We all got perfect skin. We've all got perfect clothing. But we all know it's happening to our children. It's making an effect on our society. But we still find it hard to change our habits. Do you know what it is?
Well, we've just been conditioned our whole lives. You know, we see it every day, 24/7. We're marketed something because we're not good enough. And I think we just all need to stand up and change our perspective a little bit and say, you know, it's okay to be who we are. In fact, it's better to be who we are because, you know, people are drawn to you because you're different, not because you're the same as everybody else. And I think once we can really grasp that, this world is going to be a better place. And it has been nice seeing other people stand up and join me in the Kiss My Fat Ass movement. I would love to see some more males out there because it's not only an issue which affects females, you know. Increasingly more men are marketed, you know, had the perfect body.
Yes.
They're shamed for having dad bods. And it's just, like, so trivial and just so, you know, there's more to life. And I just really hope that this is just going to shine a little bit more light on the fact that it doesn't matter at all how you look, and what you think about yourself is really what counts.
Do you think that with Instagram taking away people in Australia being able to see likes, do you think that's going to be a positive contributor?
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. People are probably, I know I'm less stressed about what I post, But it's not perfect. It's not going to change what people are posting, and not changing people using apps like Facetune. But it's good because people are starting to be a little more, be a bit more creative and less competitive. So I do like that aspect of it.
Yeah, definitely taking away the competition is huge. Look, your fantastic band Shepherd went one step further, launching their brand new single of the same name, "Kiss My Fat Ass." What are you hoping the fans can take away from the song?
Look, I just want you guys to listen to the lyrics in the song and really be empowered by it, and you know, be inspired to you know, whether it's walk down the beach freely in the upcoming summer, or whether it's you know, to post a makeup free selfie or a filter free selfie. I just want people to love the skin they're in and to feel good, and not, you know, just shed their cells of insecurity, because once you can do that, you can really embrace your life and live life to the fullest. You can't do that if you're always worried about how you look.
Well, Amy, that interests me. You saying that. Have you found that your mental health has improved since you've taken this on? You know, changing the way you handle it.
Tenfold. I'm just so much happier, not, you know, worrying about everything I put in my mouth and stressed because I didn't get to the gym. And it's just been, I've just let go of the rope, really, and it's just been a relief.
And that then has an impact on all parts of your life as well, doesn't it? Whether it's work, relationships, and just everything.
Right, it's a ripple effect, you know. You can see it, whether I just inspire one person, that person's going to inspire someone else. And it's, it's been really lovely to see the positive impact and hear about the positive impact that it's having on not only myself, but everyone around me.
Well, sweetie, I still think you're the best dressed woman in Australian music industry. You know that. We've discussed that. I loved your little tinsel outfit. I'm still trying to make one.
But of arts and crafts with Tom. Look, we're going to continue spreading this really positive energy and the positive vibe. We're going to have a boogie to the brand new "Kiss My Fat Ass" by Shepherd. Amy, thank you so much for coming in this morning and spreading such a positive energy and a message that I hope a lot of our listeners are gonna love and take to their Instagrams and their social medias.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy. We'll see you again very soon.
Okay, bye guys.
Have a good morning. Right now, this is Shepherd with "Kiss My Fat Ass."
I don't wanna be like every other girl that's on TV. Underneath the bright lights, they all want perfection out of me. How did we let it? How did we let it get so bad? It's out of our control. I've gone and said it. I don't regret it. It's too bad I'm not your Barbie doll. Kiss, you can kiss my fat ass.
Shepherd. You're listening to Australia's Joy 94.9.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.